being a third Wednesday of the month, it's my pleasure to introduce Alex from Crime Stoppers. So first of all, Alex, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well too, thank you. Now, of course, we're coming up to Christmas time. Now, one of the, I know what we're going to talk about, and I'm going to get to that in about 30 seconds flat, but we're going to talk about scammers. And one of the scams that I was alerted to last year, and I think I spoke to you or Mia about it, is that as you get close to Christmas, some of these rotten scammers, they go looking for particularly women that are widows, and they gradually get themselves up and, I want to come and see you, love of my life, and people have lost hundreds of thousands of dollars. So I'm really glad we talked about scammers, and I hope we can just talk a little bit about that as well, because I think that's the pits when they play on a person's vulnerability like that.
Yeah, no, that is horrible.
So if we've been scammed, what can we do about it?
Yeah, so if you have been scammed, the first thing that you want to do is to make sure your account is secure. So you can do this by contacting your bank or the financial institution that you're with, and you want to do this immediately, just to review what has been accessed in your account and to what extent. So how much money was taken, have they taken any of your identity details or login details, and you'll want to change all your passwords as well and your PIN numbers. To something, make your password long and, have lots of numbers and letters and things like that. And also something really important is enabling two-factor authentication. So this means that you'll only have access to your account because you get sent a special code, and the code changes each time you try to log in, but only you will get that code. So that's a really good tip.
Yep.
You just want to carefully review recent transactions to identify any unusual activity. And then you want to report it, of course. So you can do this to your bank or the platform that you were scammed on. So maybe it was Facebook, Instagram, or Marketplace. Go directly to the help center and report it there so they can note that down. And then just consider closing or recreating any online profiles if they were accessed by a scammer. And just consider conducting a general financial review, for example, looking at how many credit cards or accounts you need, and maybe even consider moving savings into accounts that aren't directly linked to a debit card.
Alex, just one thing you mentioned there is apart from Facebook, and I'm not having to go at Facebook, but people put too much of their personal information on Facebook, don't they? So it's the more you put on, the easier it is for the scammer to create a profile, isn't it?
Yeah, you definitely want to be cautious of what you're putting on social media and Facebook and things like that, because scammers are very smart these days. So they can take anything, even a piece of your voice, if your voice is on there, and they can clone your voice and things like that. So, yeah, you just want to be very cautious of what you are putting online.
So apart from the financial loss, what other effect can, and I can think of one, it can almost send you broke. How else can scammers affect people?
Yeah, well, falling victim to a scam it can be overwhelming. So it's not just about that loss of money, but it's also the loss of control, the trust, and the confidence that you lose. So whether it is a quick online marketplace sale gone wrong, or it is a whole romance scam, the recovery is about more than the finances. So it's just as important to rebuild your sense of security and well-being as it is to recover your finances. So it can affect your well-being. So you just want to protect that, and it can impact people's mental health and their emotional health. So if it has, it is a good idea to speak to someone. So you may want to reach out to friends, family, or even a counselor for support, and just consider speaking to a mental health professional to help rebuild your trust and your confidence, and to help you move forward if you are really struggling. And because recovering from a scam, it does take time and patience. So with each step that you take to secure your accounts, rebuild your confidence, and stay informed, it's going to help you regain that control. And just know that you shouldn't feel ashamed for how it has affected you, because it can happen to anyone.
And that's a problem, isn't it? Because some people might be just so ashamed. Oh, how was I so silly to fall for it? But I guess what you're saying is, let's get past that and move on, because you're not going to be the first person this has happened to, unfortunately, are you?
Yeah, definitely. Like, don't feel ashamed. Don't be embarrassed, because it happens to a lot of people. Like, I know a lot of people that have been scammed. So, yeah, it's just about, you know, just being able to recover after it.
So how can you stay aware of the scams and keep learning? Because we don't want to keep on getting caught, do we?
Yeah, so there are some things you can do to keep learning and to know the red flags to be able to look out for scams and stop it quickly. So you want to keep up to date with the common scam tactics and the new methods that these scammers are using. So this information can be found on the ScamWatch website, which is www.scamwatch.gov.au. But you can also find that information on the Crime Stoppers Victoria website, which is crimestoppersvic.com.au. So on our website, we have a dedicated scam safety hub under our resources page. Yeah, so this gives you latest tips and information, as well as a free smart scam guide to spotting scams, learning about the most common scams, you know, what types of words they say and phrases that they use, so you can really pick it out. So you just want to be reading up on some of the resources that are out there. They're quite helpful. And some other steps you can take to stay aware of these scams, it is to revisit your financial setup at key points in life. So, for example, a new job, maybe you're moving, or, you know, you have some major purchases. You just want to be aware, and you just want to know what's going on within your financial setup. And then you can also review your budget and goals regularly. And if you are ever unsure about a message, a request, or a transaction, you want to contact your bank to verify, so you can move forward with confidence.
I guess the other thing too is that, particularly as I say, coming into Christmas, a lot of people are buying presents online and all that. So you probably need to review your statements too, don't you, on your bank statement, to find out that I know somebody that's just been caught, and the only reason they found out was that they found out a whole lot of stuff was going through on the statement that wasn't theirs.
Yeah, no, you definitely want to be checking your statement, because with Christmas and Boxing Day and things like that, there are a lot of scammers, especially it comes through like the emails, and they just really take advantage of, you know, sale periods as well. So you just want to be double checking everything during this time.
So how can you rebuild after with your financial security after you have been scammed, Alex?
Yeah, so it will probably take time to rebuild your financial security, but there are some things you can do, which is check your bank accounts regularly and those statements, so whether that's daily or every few days. This is just so you can monitor any of that unfamiliar activity on your accounts. And you may also want to consider maintaining some financial independence within your relationship. So although like many partners share accounts, which is fine, you just want to avoid sharing passwords and keep your personal income accounts separate. Like maybe that is something you want to consider. That way it's going to be harder for a scammer to access all of your funds if you are sharing your accounts. And if you do have a separate account, one account can be like a backup, so that way you don't really lose everything.
Yep.
And yeah, and you just want to set up a system that works for you. So maybe that is using a separate bank account for your everyday transactions, then one for your bills, then one for your savings, or even consider setting up a term deposit, to secure your savings. That way a scammer can't access it because it's locked away for a period of time. And then just reviewing your insurance and superannuation details, and even checking or updating any power of attorney arrangements.
Now, the other thing is, I've been reading a little bit. They say that there are quite a few scammers getting into the superannuation, aren't they? They seem to be targeting that, because there's quite a bit of money in a lot of them.
Mm, yeah, I haven't heard about that one, but they are very smart, so I no doubt they would be getting into people's superannuation, which is quite scary. But again, just be checking regularly, like, you know, logging into it, seeing what's going on, and contact your superannuation provider as well if you do see anything suspicious, because yeah, you definitely don't want anyone getting access to that.
So what sort of resources can people access if they have been scammed? What sort of help can they get?
Yeah, so there are a lot of really helpful resources out there that people can access. So, of course, there is Crime Stoppers, which you can call us or you can make that online report, and our team will take that report and look into it for you and help you with that. So you can do that by calling us if you want, which is our number is 1-800-333-000. Or again, you can visit our website, which is crimestoppersvic.com.au. You can choose to remain anonymous with your report as well, if you please. But we do have a lot of resources on our website. And you can also report any suspicious contact or activity to ScamWatch on their website as well. So again, their website was www.scamwatch.gov.au, and they also have a lot of information on scams as well. And then you can visit ID Care. So they are an independent, not-for-profit organisation that will take the time to understand your situation. You can call them, and they'll give you a guided response plan to help you with the scam. Their website is www.idcare.org. And of course, if you do need to speak to someone, there is access to a 24-hour crisis support and emotional support line. So that is Lifeline. So you can call them on 131114, or you can visit the Lifeline website as well on www.lifeline.org.au. So they can help you with, you know, not just the financial side, but the mental side if you are struggling mentally after being scammed.
All right. So, look, we'll just run through those again because there's a lot there, and if you can't write it down, give us a ring at the studio on 59615991, 59615991, and I'll hand all these contacts to Greg as soon as we finish this interview. So if you want to give Greg a ring and he'll tell you about them. I mean, I think that one of the well, I think any scammer is just terrible, but, you know, coming into Christmas, and the other problem that I think that with coming into Christmas, and I know how I've often worked here, and I'll actually be here on Christmas Eve too doing a bit different show, but a lot of people get lonely, and they seem to share a lot of stuff on Facebook and that they wouldn't during the year, you know. And I'm talking about ladies, because I know that it happened to a couple of them last year. And I just, and probably the guys, but they were probably too conceited to admit that they thought some young girl was chasing them. So if you could give us those all those again, please, Alex, your phone number and also the websites, if you could, please.
Yeah, okay, so the Crime Stoppers website is crimestoppersvic.com.au. And then our phone number is 1-800-333-000. And then you can go to the ScamWatch website, which is www.scamwatch.gov.au. You can also visit ID Care. So their website is www.idcare.org. And then for Lifeline, you can call them on 131114. Or you can head to their website, which is www.lifeline.org.au.
Now, just briefly before we go, when do you knock off? Because I'm conscious that we're coming into December. Are you with us in December, or have you knocked off by then?
I will be with you till about late December, yeah.
So we should have you next year. We should have you in December anyway before we knock off.
Yes.
Yeah. Look, and apart from, let's just give us one other quick thing that I'd like to mention, and that's the 1-800-333-000. And I'm sure, Alex, if you think something's going wrong in your neighbourhood, they should ring you, and they don't have to get involved, do they?
Yeah, you can remain anonymous with any of your reports. So just, you don't want to include your name in the report or your address or your phone number. Yep. So you can leave that out. And there'll be an option anyway. When you click to make a report on the website, you can say, I want to remain anonymous, or yep, I don't. And then you'll just go through and make the report.
And that's extremely important if you see a car that's sitting out the front of a park where people keep coming and visiting that car, or where you see a particular car or a house just up the road where people come and go all night. They may be partying, but there could also be other things too, couldn't there?
Yeah, any suspicious activity or anything like that. If you see anything in public or, you know, high-risk drivers or you see a wanted person out on the street, anything, you can report that to us.
Yep. Which is 1800 333 000. The other thing is too, I was talking to a policeman only a couple of weeks ago, and he was saying that very often they could solve a case, they just need a little bit more information. And so that he was saying no matter how little the information you've got, if you can pass it on to Crime Stoppers, it may be just the last bit of evidence they need, can't it?
Yeah, that's what we say to everyone. Like, your little piece of information could be the missing piece to the puzzle. So there's nothing too small, even if you think, oh, you know, I don't have that much information, or, you know, I don't even know the person's name or anything like that. Just report it, because it honestly could really help.
All right. I know you've got to go. Let's just quickly run through those. Well, it's 1800 333 000. Just give us those other contacts if you could, please, Alex.
Yep. So there's ScamWatch. Their website is www.scamwatch.gov.au. Then there is ID Care. Their website is www.idcare.org. And then for Lifeline, you can call them on 131114, or you can go to their website, which is www.lifeline.org.au.
And the beauty of Lifeline is they're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Alex, thank you for your time yet again. We look forward to talking to you this time next month. We'll be getting awfully close to Christmas break by then. But
yes.
It's great to have you along, and we look forward to talking to you next month.
Thank you. I'll speak to you next month.
Thanks, Alex. Bye.
Bye.